This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Philip. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like at this point.
Still green, like our next conversation. MBMKL share is up 0.45% to 1570.
All right, green indeed, because we're talking about plant-based foods. We've heard of plant-based burgers and plant-based milk from oat to almond milk. And now we'll be seeing plant-based egg and shrimp as Nestle will be launching in Switzerland and Germany.
A study by Credit Suisse shows that the alternative meat and dairy market is now worth US $1.4 billion and could grow to US $1.4 trillion by 2050. Back at home in Malaysia, we are also witnessing a shift towards conscious consumption with the increasing number of local brands offering meatless meat and plant-based milk. So what is the future of the plant-based diet market in Malaysia?
So for an outlook of the vegetarian and vegan market, as well as the consumer sector, we speak to Shifa Masuri Ismail, Equity Research Analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Shifa, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us. What's the trend of the plant-based movement, both internationally and in Malaysia?
So plant-based diet appeals to three core categories, namely vegan, vegetarian, and flexitarian, all of which are on exponential increase. As we all aware, food is a necessity part of our daily life, but at the same time, it is a major contributor to environmental issues. So why it matters? Plant-based offer a solution to some of the systemic problems of the global food system underlined by the UN Sustainable Development Goals. By changing the food production system, we could reach the UN SDG of ending hunger and achieving sustainable consumption and production. On ESG aspect of things, environmentally, animal agriculture contributes to three principal greenhouse gases involving climate change. And according to the University of Oxford Martin School, a global switch to plant-based diet could lead to healthcare-related saving, reduce greenhouse emission by two-thirds, and avoid climate damage of estimated $1.5 trillion. Thus, plant-based is coined as one of the solutions in reducing the environmental impact of animal agriculture. And locally in Malaysia, we can observe that this trend is on exponential increase, especially in the urbanized area of Klang Valley, with numerous of restaurants offering plant-based options in their menu.
Internationally, could you tell us investor appetite for this kind of market?
Internationally, we could see that investor appetite is quite strong in this market. It is evident from the increasing funding on cultured meat startup that has shown to top 2020's total investment. In investment lands globally, Vegan Climate Index is the world's first vegan-friendly and climate-conscious ETF that was launched on New York Stock Exchange in 2019. Another example would be Beyond Meat. It is the world's first plant-based meat company to go public in mid-2019. It is labeled as the start of food revolution and manufacturers that sell plant-based meat substitute. Its headline grabbing IPO with its share shoot up to 163% on first day of trading. It's just one instance of how plant-based alternative are poised to grab market share and reshape the food industry. And recently in May this year, Oatly was listed in Nasdaq. They are undoubtedly enjoying the lead position in non-dairy meat alternative market with their popular oat milk offering.
What local players are in this space of veganism and environmental sustainability?
As the biggest F&B manufacturer in Malaysia, we applaud Nestle initiative in adhering to ESG standard by reducing its environmental footprint and conducting business sustainably. Nestle plans to transition their products toward recyclable options. At this juncture, we gather that two-thirds of Nestle products are designed to be recyclable and 98% of non-recyclable plastic have been removed from its production. They are also jumping on the vegan future with plant-based solution factory that produced under the brand name Harvest Gourmet in Shah Alam, which is also the first plant-based meals production site in Asia. And from what we gather, the capacity in Shah Alam will be to cater to the local and Asian market for both consumer and business segment. We view this positively as this strategy provides an edge of first mover advantage to Nestle to tap into the growing market in Malaysia. While the revenue contribution will still likely be small for this year, management targets for this to expand and provide meaningful contribution in 2 to 5 years' time. Secondly, as I mentioned before, Berjaya Food now serving vegan customers with this new business venture Sala restaurant. Currently, they have 6 stores, with the newest store addition in Avenue K that was just opened a couple of days ago, if I'm not mistaken. And we reckon that this will uplift Beef Food Diver's offering with the growing health consciousness among the urbanites. Thirdly, it's worth highlighting InNature that live up to its name. InNature, which was listed in February last year, is a leading regional retailer of personal care products carrying the Body Shop and Natura brands in Malaysia, Vietnam, and Cambodia. The Body Shop is actually one of the first brands in the world to embrace environmental and social consciousness. And we gather InNature is also one of the few companies in Malaysia that receive an ESG accreditation from B Corporations, which is an independent ESG auditing firm.
All right, and zooming out to the consumer sector, from the last time we spoke, how has recovery been for the sector? And are there any changes to your call and top picks?
Right. So on the ground itself, we are very pleased to see recovery has kicking in, you know, with fully vaccinated people exercising some freedom, being out again for dining and shopping. And as you could see in Klang Valley, the road traffic seems to be back to normal right now. And for focus point, one of our topics, a quick check with management indicated that its retail, F&B and optical business registered improving sales with rising footfalls in malls right now. So overall, we still have a neutral rating for consumer sector, as we expect to see varying degrees of recoveries across our coverage. And we are more bullish toward our retail players, and we think they are poised to benefit from the pent-up demand fueled by the usual year-end trend and lesser restrictions as well.
Shifa, thanks so much for speaking to us. That was Shifa Masuri Ismail, Equity Research Analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, giving us a roundup of the consumer sector as well as the future of the vegan market in Malaysia. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.